Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Hello, Kiara. I have a few things that are happening on my credit card that I have not made purchases of.
Okay, sir, may I please have your zip code?
94062. Get out of the way. Come on, buddy. Move.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you give me the zip code again?
Hey, I'm trying to get my dog to move. He thinks it's the couch is his.
Okay. The number you're calling from is not a number that I believe in.
Yes, sir. Anyway, I understand. Mm-hmm.
925.
Can I have a zip code again, sir?
85-83-983. Yeah, okay. So this is apparently under premium music.
Can I have the zip code again, sir?
94062.
Thank you. Can I have your first and last name?
Jim Meisenbach.
James?
Yes. James, excuse me, on the credit card, it'd be James D. Meisenbach.
Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
277 Irish Street or 244 Irish Street.
You said 277 Irish Street, Redwood City, California.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
I have my house and then my lady friend's house is down the street at 244. So sometimes they move them to either one.
I'm sorry, can I get your phone, your name?
My name is Kiara, and I have your account pulled up, sir. How may I help you?
Well, there's been charges made on my account, and I would like them.
How many charges, sir?
Because
I only see one charge.
Two. You only see one? Is it for the 6732?
No, sir. I only see a charge for the shipping and handling, $9.97 for the drone.
$9.97.
That's the only charge I see.
Correct. Give me a second. Let me see. Well, with that, I'm putting up my I had COVID and my brain doesn't work as fast as it used to.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Okay, so this $9.97 was under Diane Olvera.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you repeat that question?
The question is that this is under premium music. Am I right?
Yes.
For $9.97, but today I have another one for premium music. For $67.32.
You were charged today?
Today, yeah.
Okay, Sarah, well, at the moment right now, that charge is not showing up. All I see is the shipping and handling. You can call us back tomorrow or anytime at your earliest convenience to see if that charge is on there.
Okay, let me just sit there and put your name down here. It was for a helicopter, am I correct?
The shipping and handling was for the drone, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. And since that has happened, you know, I've contacted your people before. Your name was, say again?
Kiara.
Kiara, okay. Last time I talked to a La Tata. I can't say it. It's, try to write it down right, but
Carla?
It probably isn't. What is that?
Carla?
No, it was L-A-S-A-S-H-A-U-N-D-A.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you probably have a bunch of people working in the office with you. But anyhow, I was calling about this one today, and it was under the same number, you know, the credit card number, for the 997. I have another question. I ordered it under a different name, a friend's name, and used his credit card. Would you be able to look that and see if that is under you guys too? Or?
Okay, the account I'm under now is James Messenbach. Messenbach.
Correct.
And
I ordered under his. I'm sorry?
What did you order under his credit card or his name?
Jose Luis Olvera.
Can you spell that for me? Or get a zip code?
Yeah, 94062. That would be J-O-E/L-U-S-I, something like that. Olvera.
Okay,
O-L-V-E-R.
Okay, can you, Jose, J-O-S-E-A or J-O-S-E?
J-O-S-E.
Okay, last name?
Olvera, O-L-V as in Victor, E-R-A.
Can you verify his address for me for security purposes?
It'd be 244 Irish Street, Redwood City, California, 94062.
Okay, I don't see an account with his name, sir. So.
Okay. I just don't want him getting hit like I am. You know, I ordered something that for $9.97, and today I had one for $67.32. Just, I don't know. I guess they just trade our credit card numbers between the different companies and let them charge whatever they want.
Yeah, I don't know, sir. But like I said, if you still are concerned about that charge, you can always give us a call back. We're 24/7, and we'll be gladly to assist you because right now it's not showing up.
Right. Well, it's not under my name, and it isn't under my credit card. It's under his. I borrowed his credit card to put it in there. I wanted to get another one of those helicopters for him for Christmas, and then he didn't have to know about it. But as far as I see now, this premium music keeps charging for things that I haven't purchased.
Yes, sir, I understand.
Where are you located?
Texas.
Texas. Spent a lot of time down there diving.
Huh.
I did underwater construction, so I worked on a lot of the oil platforms out there in the Gulf. And then I rodeoed a lot, too.
Yes, sir. Well, is there anything else I can help you with today?
I wish there was.
Me too, sir.
I don't know how to tell my credit card company that I've contacted you, because right now,
okay,
the I'm saying the 6732 is just under pending, and before it gets to them
getting it, I'm making this phone call to make sure. Is there a possibility of you looking under it and it's under Diane Olvera, or, you know, because the credit card
okay,
company.
So sometimes it won't show up right away. So that's why I told you, if you still want to know, you can always call us back tomorrow or anytime that is convenient for you.
Correct.
We're 24/7 and we'll be gladly to assist you. But I can't do anything or help you anything because it's not showing up on my end on the account. You said it was charged today?
Yes, it was charged on, yes, today.
Okay, well, sir, sometimes it would, it won't, sometimes it won't show up on our end for like a day or two. So,
yes. I just try to straighten these things out as fast as possible.
Like I said, sir, you could just give us a call back if you're still concerned about that charge, and we'll be gladly to assist you.
Okay, well, yeah, you know, at least I got somebody to call me back. So I want to thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
And if I don't talk to you again,
you will have another agent.
I want you to have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
You too, sir. That really made my day. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day. Mm-hmm.
You do the same, sir. Bye-bye.